than I ever been in 20 goddamn years. Motherfucking legend, get your smoke right, dope right. Ain't no conversation for that broke life. Show right, bitch.
Who run it?
Realize that it all comes back to you.
Alright, y'all, that was a couple of freestyles. One by a rapper I'm really still a fan of, like 20 years or whatever later, Juicy J. And right before that, Young Ame, who's amazing out of Brooklyn. And now back to the local artist mentioned earlier, Hat Crimes. The song is called God Gifted.
Go on with no penance, rather be a menace and disturb treat others like they're peasants. I'm sore, so I need to go to the rhyme store. Taste this bitter sound, this Hollywood, that's what I do it for. Cruella's hating on a sister. I only need my wisdom, cause the rich just wanna witness my demise, loss of a mind. But let me explain something, it ain't happening. Forrest Gems choke up bows, rehabbing it. Politely decline the offer, cause he ain't stabbing shit. Statistics, fill out the logistics, split around the bottom. I can't see how you missed it. It's really wicked how you just got it twisted, trying every day not to relive it. Slipped in, but somehow woke up gifted. Slipped in, but somehow woke up gifted. Slipped in, but somehow woke up gifted. Slipped in, but I woke up gifted. Determination showed me a new way, and paramount to the successes, suddenly the ground was shifted. I was Ip Man fighting off the dickheads. Cool kids couldn't touch me cause my mind had been lifted. I re-equipped it, you don't know what you haven't got till doubt is gone. That's why I'm out here singing my song. From the shadows watch me be reborn. Follow, apply the pain only to realize you enlisted in those lovely wrongs you made, just got requited. Back up and found out that I wasn't kidding. It's how you spit it, and that rhyme, it just ain't with it. Forced impressions that lame ass can't admit it. Get them in an instant, feeling claws just paid a visit. Don't be that guy related to the pissant. Fortune tellers call me mystic. Falling short is unrealistic. Statistics, fill out the logistics, split around the bottom. I can't see how you missed it. It's really wicked how you just got it twisted, trying every day not to relive it. Slept in, but somehow woke up gifted. Slept in, but somehow woke up gifted. Slept in, but somehow woke up gifted. Slept in, but I woke up gifted.
Самый редкий вид, но самый худший браконьер. Спорим, она вместе себе в глотку револьвер. Спорим, что ты больше не покинешь этот мир. Я играю с ее киской, детка, где твой кавалер? Я врубаю дафпанка, крутит мне план. Покидаем клуб, в руке сувенион блан. Отлип от ее губ, залипаю в экран. Я кидаю деньги в воздух, ты поймаешь их сам. Эй, детка, ты модель или подделка? Сейчас не важно, важно только, что не целка. А если кто-то из твоих захочет знать, я найду еще причины, чтобы положить их спать. Она качает гривы, нельзя быть такой гривой. Выдыхаю в потолок, испарение сатива. Кажусь хуже, чем я есть, заставляю тебя есть. Я держу при себе суку, что не может с меня слезть. Это все дико, например. Мы курим дико, например. Мы виснем дико, например. Ты не сумел, но я дико отымел.
Strippin' soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with the script digits. Double dip, bubble lip, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, sort of fine tits though. Quarter wine, order grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad she made a brethren. Then it's last down, seven alligator, seven at the gates of heaven. Knockin', no answer, slow dancer, hopeless romancer. Dopest flow stanzas, yes, no. Villain, metal face to destro. Guess so, still incredible, in escrow. Just say ho, I'll test the yayo. Wild West style fest, y'all best to lay low. Hey bro, day glow, set the bet, pay dough. Before the cheddar get away, best to get Mako. The worst hated god who perpetrated odd favors demonstrated in the perforated rod lavers.
and all quad flavors. Large savers, still back in the game like Jack LaLanne. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. On a fast track to half sane, either in a slow beat or that the speed or after cane. Latter, pain, throwing songs lit in the booth with the best host, doing bong hits on the roof in the west coast. He's at it again, mad at the pen, glad that we win a tad fat in a bad hat for men. Grind the cinnamon, Manhattan warmongers, you can find the villain in satin. Gongas, the van screeches, the old man preaches about the gold sand beaches. The cold hand reaches for the old tan Elises.
Time Sawyer for real niggas. Looking for a problem, revolver under the hill figure. No bluff needed, we will kill niggas. So try me if you won't, bro. I promise I'm with all of that. Late night shooters got him thinking Johnny Carson back. Trying to win this white man's game with my heart in check. All off a dollar and a dream that I really had. Kinda hard to sleep when your daughter's in the streets. North, north is the side where my family stay. Big baby Jesus, I can't wait until the money coming in. Spend it all on guns and rims. I ain't nothing but a nigga, ain't no reason to pretend. Kept a sticky in a Stussy pouch, ski mask, bloody cream, hoodie tossing doobies out the window with a hoopty. Night black as Paul Mooney at the movies, but the moon was out. Food is always optional. Eating nothing but hard punches to that abdominal. Closed fist chronicles, soul sniff, mama new. Baggies laying around, peanut shells at a carnival. Stomping clowns, welcome pussy niggas to the robber room. Buckshot will cover whole torso like a Parker dude. In a park or two, plotting trying to garner loot. Split it with his big road dog, called a Marmaduke. Searching for a shot of truth and found. Couple bucks, bought his cousin's lunch. Another Dutch, stiff collar on the button up. Hood rich while I'm about to run amok. Road to hell paved with some mint cover. Trust for drugs, toughen up.
Well, alright.
Okay. That's how you truly feel about it then.
Well, alright.
Okay.
That's how you truly feel about it then. Vinny State, they stupid think the city's safe until that little bendy place. Headshots, red dot, block as hot as Denny plates. Fair watch, opinions only pity based. Deep in the civic with the evilest niggas this side of the Mississippi. All courtesy of Vincent for niggas who plot against. Ear L double S, hear shells from the tech. Hear a rim full effect, eat a dick and cut a check, bitch. Few niggas I'm on a first name basis with, addressing by the alias. That trunk waited like he bout to catch a case again. Ace louder than the voice of Satan that be plaguing him. Where I'm caking, weather hella bad, weather high water. I'm a sailor type of sailing for the paper. Living like I met the maker twice, hit it till I faded right. Mommy take a hike and treat it like you fucking shaking dice, bitch.
Well, alright.
Okay. That's how you truly feel about it then.
Well, alright.
Okay.
That's how you truly feel about it then.
Hello everybody, we're back. This is Clefs and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How's it going everybody? It is Clefs in the building. We got three guests so far. Supposedly more guests are coming. First we got, actually we'll go first this side. Papa B, say hi.
Hey, what's up everybody? Good to be back. What's up?
We got Papa B. Now we got Ispati Nan, newcomer, first time.
What up? Honored to be here.
Hey.
And have you decided on your name now?
Yeah.
What is your name?
Fuego or Fuegs.
Fuegs? Okay, yeah. And for people who want to know what's going on, you used to be called LED Boy and you wanted to change his name. All right, there you go.
Hey, congrats, what's up, man.
We're waiting on a couple people to come. They're still on their way, I guess. But anyway, this is Ispati Nan's first time again.
Yep.
I want to ask you, how do you feel so far? It's like a new space,
Yeah, it's a very, very chill vibe, you know? Very, like, relaxing, you know? I really enjoy it, you know? Yeah. These nice, comfortable chairs, nice mics, nice setup, you know?
Hey. It's not bad,
you know?
It's chill vibes, I feel.
You know?
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
You 100%?
Hey, where's this background music at, though?
Like, wait, hold up. I have to do a couple of the logistic things before I start doing that.
Yeah, technical.
Gotta do the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know?
Behind-the-scene, you can hear my clacking on the keyboard.
That's the background music right now,
let's check how many listeners we got so far. This is it goes up typically. We got 16 listeners. That's a lot. 16. Shouts out to everyone.
I was not prepared.
We got a big crowd. And it's Patty Nunn's first time.
Special guest.
My mother's most likely listening, actually, because she said she would listen. She listened yesterday. She liked it, and she likes it. So, hello. Yeah, you guys have all. Everybody in the room has met Sandra before.
That is true.
We have.
Yeah, we're chilling. All right, so we're gonna continue on with some more tunes. Please stay tuned in, and hope you guys are enjoying yourself so far.
Turn her down and kick it to the curb, shut it down.
Boys in the flame, said it before, we don't say it again. Quasar came back to my vacuum rotations. Bitch, please, you must be smoking rocks. Real shit for my people, and it just don't fuck up, please. You must be smoking rocks. Real shit for my people, and it just don't. When the cops, when shit goes down, I'll be there. My gun and my eyes on the road, ghost rising in hell, fuck if I can. Ooh, wanna cops my throat. Give a fuck, blood, I ain't going nowhere. Jump on night and day, live and die by the code. Code of the street, gotta stay in the zone. Have my own and freak it to the base of the bone. I am the darkness breathing through your system. The last little whip packing every bitch into position. Working your older crash in and burning in a black hole, blasting out your subwoofers on hell. Who wanna cock this gun? Clap, trap, no lock, me lip, cause blood. Bitch, please, you must be smoking rocks. Real shit for my people, and it just don't fuck up, please. You must be smoking rocks. Real shit for my people, and it just don't fuck. Cause I'm running slick like Dogtown, rip that raw shit like none other. Low down, baby, shit, shot off his hip, that's rip.
Everybody, we are back. Hey. And we got a cool subject, but let me get the background music on. We're bullying. This is the instrumental to Chowder's theme.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
And on that note, here's the theme for the hour. It kind of goes with the music. That's why I chose it. Let me put it down, actually. So we've all been to Mexico before at one point, right? What can we remember as our favorite food from when we've been to Mexico? I think that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Because we can all answer this.
That is true.
Diego, he is actually born in Mexico, so we'll let Fuegs go on right now. Fuegs, whatever you prefer. He has both names. So what do you think, you know, your favorite? I know you haven't been in a while, but I bet you still remember things.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite food, you think, that you can remember? You want me to pass and come back to you?
Yeah.
Make sure you think about it, right?
Come back to me.
All right, Spatinan. What do you, say you're... tell us, actually, where you're from in Mexico. We should do that first. Where do you visit?
I visit a little rancho called Rio Verde. El Cascadito in Rio Verde in San Luis Potosí. And I always remember one time I went over the summer, mi abuela would always make like carne asada, like literally for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it was just very memorable because it was easy to make and it was like just really good. And I'm like, I enjoyed this. Like put in like tacos or like just have it by itself with some frijoles on the side, you know. Nice meal, nice meal.
Yeah, it's a classic. How about you, Papa B? Woo.
Yo, was good. So,
where's your family? When's the last time you've been?
So my family hails from Guadalajara, Mexico. That's where I visited last, which was actually a long time ago, like 10 years ago.
Oh, a decade thing, right?
Yeah.
So you're like 10?
Like, yeah, and I was like a kid, so you know, some of the things like I don't really remember that much, but I remember one like. There was a party going on,
yeah.
And then they just cooked this big ass batch of pozole, and that shit was fucking delicious, bro. I remember that was like one of the best foods,
pozole
from Mexico, great. Bro.
All right, so Fuegs, do you have an answer? Or should I go?
You should go.
All right, make sure you think about it because you're gonna be right after me. There's no more time. When I go to Mexico, I've only gone once, actually, because I went, and it was very recent, my first time, because I did go when I was, like, an infant, but I don't, of course, remember that, because I was less than a year old, the most recent time, I think my only time that I consider, because I remember it, is when I go to Los Altos, I also go to Guadalajara, because you have to fly there, there's no, you know, it's a small town area, so we go to Los Altos or San Ignacio, and I think my favorite food, at least in that, like, area, were these churros that you get from Aranda. So you know they're usually like in like carts?
Yeah.
This guy named Mario stepped up his game so much that he got like a whole like part of a building. No doors, it was pillars, and it was marble, everything, very clean. And he had like 4 13-year-old boys working for him. He would like fry the dough in a weird way. It was like a giant like 7/8 of a circle kind of thing, like following the circumference. And then you would like, you know, take it out, and then one boy would chop it up, second boy would put it in sugar and cinnamon, and third boy would cut it open and put cajeta.
Oh, shit.
And it was fresh and warm, and you'd get it straight to you. Yeah, you get it straight to you for, like...
Sounds like a...
So good.
The business right there.
It is, yeah. He steps his... And he makes it fresh. You can see it right there. He makes it fresh, like the dough.
Sounds like
he's my guy.
Like Krispy Kreme. Like, at the, you can see it through the windows where they have, like, the little thing making the dough.
Right, but instead of a machine, it's 13-year-old boys.
That's,
That's only the. That's the only the. Hey, but shut up, Mario. I'm gonna be visiting very soon in like early June when I get my wisdom teeth out because I can't afford dental procedures in US.
You're right. Shuts
out. Oh, shuts out to my aunts also listening. Shuts out to Oli, Marta, y Mari. Thank you for listening, tuning in.
Hola.
And gracias, Sandra.
Hola.
And if my dad's possibly listening, sometimes they listen together. Anyway, okay, now we got Fuegs. What's your answer? When was the last time you went?
It's been like a very, very long time. I was like a young kid.
Okay.
So it's like, what I remember is like my grandma, like, so I was like a very like hungry kid growing up. So I like always
hungry
ate
kid.
A lot of food. So my grandma would always give me like snacks and stuff. Like I'd just be like in the kitchen. She'd be like cooking. It was like things like quesadillas that like I still like love and like.
How many do you think, since you said you were a hungry kid, how many think do you would eat in one sitting? Just, how many, because you know, grandmas don't stop, unless you tell them to stop, right?
True.
Not even when you tell them to stop,
they
right?
Just keep going.
So how many do you think you could eat in a sitting when you were a kid?
Dude, I don't know. I don't have like a numerical count, but it'd be like...
Do you think five? How big were they? Yeah, were they like small quantities,
five,
right?
Five, six, kind of, maybe.
Small quantities?
Yeah.
Okay. So like five, that's a decent amount for a little kid. It was like what, maybe like seven, six?
Yeah, and then she get like a plain tortilla and like just put like a little bit of salt and lemon in it and roll it up and it just like it's like a little taco. It was great.
Our friend
that was like the struggle,
dude. That was good stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Like a taco de frijoles like with quesadillas, like
cheese
and frijoles.
You're right.
Good stuff.
So we have a comment from our listener Dictator Kim. He said, "What's a churro?" And he also said, he said, come to New Hampshire. There's teeth removal for free here. I don't trust it. I actually trust Mexico more than New Hampshire. I can say that.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
It's a preference, you know.
But shouts out to Dictator Camp for listening all the way in New Hampshire.
Manchester.
Manchester, yeah. Shouts out Red Arrow Diner, right? Shouts out.
Ooh, great place, great place.
All right, so we're going to continue with some tunes because we've been booing for a little too long, I feel. And we'll turn off the music first, and we're going to get back to some tunes. Thank you for tuning in so far.
Strip down to my skin and my bones. I love huskies, but I feel like a wolf. In a pack, but I feel all alone. I'm scatterbrained, man. Better off with a clone. And say highs upon me with race eyes, doing weird shit. Like, this will make the bow pick, round up, hit Zags, bees, get the wing tings real quick. Bills still stacking to the ceiling. What you mean it ain't working? What you mean you ain't find yourself?
I am, I'm trying.
What you mean you ain't got no cash?
I got a little bit.
What you mean? What you mean? Shouldn't your pockets be big just like a fat chick? Shouldn't your mama be done paying the house off? Shouldn't you have a real big ass ego? Shouldn't these girls be flocking just like seagulls?
Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit.
The original lick, flickety higher than Yosemite. Breaking the moat, mentally master with no limits. And making them say, huh, they won't ship and I force viciously. Watching the floor tipping your temple of authenticity. Often they say I'm off it, I offer my cross sympathy. They forgot what we on, I remind them of hostility. Hot diggity damn, everyone running scams. Gotta cover your clams and take another glance. Running a clinic, no scans, ain't no one claiming yo mans. It's all pertaining to plan, call me the architect. Lap you in the UFO, I haven't started yet. Still gotta figure out exactly where to park it at. Moses with a pen, each line in ocean I can part it at. But that's too deep.
Don't call me stupid, that ain't no way my name pronounced. Don't call me Cupid, I got too many hoes right now. Poolside in Houston, tryna see if Beyonce will take me for adoption. Broke ass rich suburbs, a civilian shot in third world, we just by the fountain. This is Merlin Wood, man. Everywhere I go is the woodlands. I need a honey butter, vodka in a Sprite can. When I'm in the water bugger, all the kids know who I am. I need the honey butter, put a lean in my Sprite can.
Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit.
I got a record, but I'm clean as they come. I'm Godzilla, when they see me, they run. On 37th, used to run from the Bloods. The undercovers got a duck when they come. I moved out and in a couple of months I'ma be a pop star, they call me a thug. I used to write raps on the back of the bus. Now I'm in the front seat shifting the gears.
It's funny how things can change.
$300 to my name led to Hollywood.
I was living off ramen and cheese.
$500 on these dinners, never have to pay. Growing up, my teachers told me,
you better get them grades up if you wanna finish high school. And after high school, you better get a degree, cause it's a doggy dog world, you can live in the street.
Flashback, I had my Walkman in the minivan, listening to NSYNC, saw my name on the CD. Bleach blonde tips, wanted to be JT, wanted to do big things, had to fulfill a dream. One might say I was doomed from the get-go, but those same people assume, cause they'll never know what it's like to be called to what's not set in stone. I am one with the ebb and flow, that's all I know.
Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me.
Captain, welcome to Base World. We see you have a lot of new people with you. Now, I haven't seen you in a while, but I want to tell you that everything is okay and it'll be great. I know a couple people that have bitches. like I said, but this is all about Lil B today, and we're gonna go and check a tour of this bass place. You know, some call it Bass World. I'll be your host, Captain 66.
Put on my back. I'm Lex Luger. Diamonds and magazines. Yeah, it's a party. Nobody's coming except me and the shooter. It's a guard at the gate. I'm trying to meet the ruler. Call me Lex Luger. 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 I'm a monster too. I like monsters too. Mossberg. Awkward with the large
face guy.
With the large
face guy.
I'm off the shoot. I'm off the shoot. Then I'm off the roof. I'm the truth. I'm not a lie.
Face guy.
You gotta sacrifice. I'm a master teacher. Coming from the corner with a bastard teacher. Drugs on the corner. Please bring the corners. My whole lifetime I was just seeing quarters. Never had a job, I was just seeing orders. Do you wanna buy? I was just serving on ya. Smack you with the Glock, then I need you to relax. Trust me with the Mac, I got love for the pack. Niggas still at the bar tracks with the mini-max. Time will tell, or maybe that I'm lying. Time to free my niggas, man, it's sweat I got, I'm fine. Call me Lex Luger. 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 Call me Lex Luger.
We are back, everybody. We are back. We are back. We are back. How's everybody doing?
What's up?
What's up?
Ispatinan had to leave for a quick second. He'll be back, and he'll be bringing our guests.
Who's coming in right now?
We got a couple more guests. Who's coming in? We'll see when they get here.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not entirely too sure. I just know one person, but he said he was with someone else. So.
Okay. Surprise guests.
Surprise. I guess, yeah. I think it might be Osnabi and Steezy together, but Steezy was the one who texted me. He just said, we're here. Don't know. Okay. Could have been anybody. Could have been anybody.
You're right.
So what's as we're here, what's something we all have in common that we can Los Angeles. We were there. We all went. Visited the it wasn't my first time. I'm from
City
there.
City of Angels,
there.
Yes.
City. Yeah, it's great. All right, so we'll talk to it was Papa B. We'll talk to him. It was his first time this spring break. He went to my house. They both did. Also he's Patinan, but he'll be back soon. And we wanna ask Papa B his initial thoughts, your conclusive thoughts of said trip or of just the City of Angel.
Overall, I definitely enjoyed the trip as a whole. Definitely, I enjoyed Los Angeles. I think it's a great city. Shouts out, to Eric and his family for letting me stay there, and that definitely contributed to making the trip. The trip enjoyable, so definitely like 10 out of 10 trip, 10 out of 10 stay. City of Angels, highly recommended.
And we now have our guest walking in. Ispatinan, he's back.
What up?
Get down over here, buddies.
Coca-Cola.
Yo, wait, Greg. Greg, how did you like In and Out?
Oh yeah, In and Out.
Well,
I mean.
We have In-N-Out in Texas, so I've like had it before.
So you already know,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, wait, what'd you say, Stefan?
You have to talk to the mic. It's not Stefan, it's Steezy.
Steezy, my fault.
Calm down.
So we don't have enough headsets, but you'll talk just to the mic. You can hear us all, right, in the conversation. We don't have background music. I'll do it right now, actually. Let's
please,
get some.
Please.
My favorite kind of backend music, actually. So say hi, both. Usnavi, say hi.
What's up?
And we also have my guy Steezy over here.
Hi.
You said, what it do, family?
What it do, family? You just nodded. People can't hear that.
Yeah, they can't.
They definitely can't.
Stop trying to marginalize me.
All right, so we're going to continue on, trying to find some background. Anyway, Ispatinan, your initial thoughts, actually your conclusive thoughts of Los Angeles? Because what we were talking about.
I was there for like, what, 3 days, 4 days? But it was like, when I came in, Greg was like, 10 out of 10 trip. I agree with that. Like, I don't know what it's, I like the background music. I don't know what it is about LA. It's just very, very enjoyable, very welcoming. And like, the sun is out and it's really nice. And I just really enjoyed that.
He got to visit his Bape LA. You got the sticker on my phone case right now.
Yeah, you purchased something, didn't you?
Yeah, I purchased some.
What was the cop from?
Some nice stickers from Bape.
Stickers?
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
Long lasting.
How much were they?
Let's not go into that.
It's Bape. We can just assume it's bad. We also visited Round 2. That was fun. You guys even have fun because we saw vintage stuff, remember? Like the old polos, old hill figure. Yeah, when I'm taking you guys, I'm also talking about Papa B and Fuegs.
Yeah.
Because he also went to the store shopping with me in Spatinan. We didn't really buy nothing besides the stickers, actually.
Yeah,
but we did buy something. Steezy seemed like he was going to comment, but he never did. Sorry for the silence. You want to say something? How was work? You just got from work right now. It ends at midnight.
It's pretty cozy.
All right.
I rolled in there with the two-tone do-rag swinging the air.
All right. Usnavi, what did you do today, actually? We haven't seen you. Where did you come from? We all came together.
Tonight, I just watched Deadpool.
Oh, did you?
Where?
It was amazing. I saw it at Regal Cinema. It's by Fenway.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
It was so good, dude. 10 out of 10, best movie I've ever seen.
Yo, Greg, did you see it? You ever seen the movie? Who's seen the movie?
I have not seen it.
It's hilarious. It just came out.
Dang, no, we gotta...
We gotta get on that.
What? You saw it? Deadpool 2?
Yeah, Deadpool 2. It's great, man. What'd you say?
Was it better than the first one?
I can't hear you if you don't talk.
You have to talk to the mic. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Was it? Did it live up to expectations? I think you had expectations.
Yeah, it was actually amazing. Yeah. So it makes fun of itself.
Very postmodernist.
Like, exactly. Like, the fourth wall is always broken consistently. It's just like he's talking to the audience.
Yeah, is there even a fourth wall?
That's how broken. It's a sixth wall.
It's not even their world. Like, there's no wall to begin with.
Imagine a world, no walls.
Hashtag no walls.
Get that trending.
Anyway, as we segue from this, as I said, imagine the people. We're going down to some of the Beatles. That's right. We're going to listen to some of the Beatles. They are a fun group. We have some fans in here, I think, maybe. I don't know. We'll get to it.
As I write this letter, send my love to you. Until the
How's it going, everybody? We're back on. We're gonna get some background music playing, but I'm gonna choose a different song. While I do that, think of something to say.
What did he say?
Think of something to say.
Yeah, think of something to say.
I'm doing some logistical things. Think of something to say.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yo, what shirt are you wearing?
What kind of question? They can't see.
Yeah, I know, cool but shirt. I want you to describe it to me.
I'm wearing a shirt that is white, and it has a punk album cover by Minutemen. Nice.
Oh, Minutemen.
Yeah.
Rock on, my dude.
A punk band Minute from Maid. the 80s.
Like
rest
the
in peace.
Like the Lemonade thing?
Minutemaid.
Minutemen.
Yeah, like Patriots.
I'm sure they came before Minutemaid.
Yeah. So, like, what do you think happened?
Wait, what?
You know why it's called, like, Minute Maid?
I can't hear you because for some
reason. You have to be closer to the
mic. It's like, that mic
because
is trying.
They, like, squeeze the oranges and they make it within a minute. So it's made in a minute.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Is that true?
That should not be allowed.
That should not be allowed.
Can we fact check him real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, can someone Google this? I'm not going to do that.
Yo, if I'm wrong, it's
quality control.
We'll do it later.
Yeah.
That's like.
What?
Crazy.
Because it's made
I'm
in
totally
a maid.
I'm totally lying, by the way.
Oh, I Super hate Mario. You.
Because,
oh,
wow. Like, the maid is, like, the M-A-I-D, like, the... like.
Oh,
the,
for real? I didn't even notice.
Wait, what? I thought it was A-I-D.
Nah.
No?
He's right.
Yeah, no, I'm playing.
Yeah. He plays too much.
Oh, my God.
Too many
Get
games.
Get out of here.
Get out of here?
I got a question. Y'all think that Kanye's recent comments have tarnished his discography and his legacy?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Do you think... Kanye's recent comments just like basically kind of ostracize him from
like
from
ruin,
everything.
Ruin his whole legacy. That
yeah,
he's
like
about.
Just ruin. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dang.
Ruin his reputation. I don't think so.
Eric, you can definitely, if you want to steer clear from this, you know, potentially
it's controversial.
Volatile conversation.
No, I feel like it would just be a very long conversation.
I think we should do that to the viewers.
That's
true.
Fair enough. That's true.
We shouldn't put them through that.
We shouldn't. What are we doing over here, Fwigs?
Is he on Reddit?
He got caught right now, everybody.
He got caught like 5 times already.
Yeah, he did that last time. I don't want to say nothing on the air, but this time I gotta flame you. You gotta get off that Reddit. You gotta...
I was looking at some memes. It's pretty funny.
Can you describe one of the memes to us?
Yeah, you have to.
Come on.
You got it. You just looked at one, right? He's gonna pull it out.
I mean, okay, fine.
Old man dancing in a subway.
That's a meme.
Does that classify?
I guess.
Is it a GIF or what? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I mean
yeah,
I guess that's kind of meme.
Everyone has their own. Like,
that's
kind of
meme, I guess.
Taste in memes.
Yeah. It's not too bad. It's not top tier meme though. We gotta say that.
That's definitely low tier. Yeah. That's middle of the pack. At best.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because sorry, folks. We're having trouble with the mic number 4 over here. I put it all the way up, but you still can't hear him very well. Trying our best so it can be a level conversation.
All right. Yeah. Is it all right?
Yeah, it's better now. I'm moving it up slowly. It might be like, what, talk?
What's up?
There's fine, I
that
guess.
Good.
That, you're not tight. Controlling anything with it. Anyway, so...
I'm pretty sure he fixed it, like, if we're being honest.
All right, okay, cool. So we're going to go on to some tunes now. I hope everyone's having a wonderful time so far. And it is Clefsta. You are listening to Hawthorne Instrumentalist. We are subbing in for no one. No one has a slot.
First infantry, I want to holler at you too, but you got a man, you know... My situation's so late, man. It's too close to home right there. You know, it's too close for comfort, girl. Anyway, man, I wouldn't even know what. No, check it out.
Where can we go? And nobody would know. What can we do without them seeing me and you? What will we say? Finish fucking at the end of the day. Where can we go? We can't go nowhere.
We can't go nowhere. We can't even think about it. We might as well just chill. Talk on the phone. There ain't no use going out in public. Just trying to say fuck it, but ain't no.
girl, we gotta keep it safe. Cause if he knew we were together, he'll be all off in your face. Wondering what happened with us, drilling you with questions. You can save yourself from hurt your feelings and the fussing, and you know I'm involved too. So I thought you would agree with what I'm saying. We can't go around playing with these people's hearts. We can't be sneaking off in these streets creeping without at least one of your friends keeping his belling and yelling and telling him man. Yo, I got respect for my dog, but I keep having visions of you naked and all. I shouldn't have told you that, but it's a fact. I put this thing up in your back, girl, you wouldn't know how to act. But we both know that it's wrong, so we might as well just leave it alone. Where can we go? And nobody would know. What can we do without them seeing me and you? What will we say when we finish fucking at the end of the day? Where can we go? We can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. We can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. Now I can only imagine having your legs in the air and you screaming out, yeah, but see, that wouldn't be fair. And is it really worth it? You wouldn't feel guilty at all. I know I will when my gal watch my filthy drawers. Maybe we should all go out together, give them room to slip. And when they stare at each other, we'll have a reason to trip. But nah, that plan ain't cool. Cause if they end up with each other, we'll get out. Let's just have phone sex. I'll get your thong wet, you can get my bony wreck. But that's cheating ourselves. See, I wanna be pleased. I wanna slide in and slide out with ease. You tell me that you're lonely and I can come save you. I thought about it, shit, but you got some nosy neighbors. We can take a chance, but we just might lose. But where can we go? What can we do?
We can't go. Where can we go? And nobody would know. What can we do without them seeing me and you? What will we say when we finish fucking at the end of the day? Where can we go? We can't go nowhere. We can't do nothing. We can't go nowhere. But we can't do nothing.
Alchemist.
First infantry.
Alchemist. It's my nigga right there.
Hey, how we doing, P? Yo, it's like this. It's like this. Oh, like yeah. This. Hey, yo, 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 yo. Fuck that. Hey, yo, check it out.
What up?
This is how we do it, yo. This is how we do it. Hey, yo, this is how we feel. You know what I'm saying? I want my niggas on this side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How's it going, everybody? We are back and we're about ready to roll. We have our sponsor. Now, it's not necessarily a PSA because we have PSAs for every hour, but when I come on, I call it a sponsor because I use the same PSA every time. Save it, my favorite ad, you could say. And it's mainly because it is, you know, it's not too long, it's not too short, it's informative, but you know, we're gonna go on and play it right now. Harry Bo.
Pop quiz: which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
We are back. Woo. Everybody's on air. We are waiting for Fuegs. He has left again, but he hasn't been talking much, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's good.
We changed his nickname to Fuegs?
Fuegs.
Yeah, remember we had to decide by a nickname by today, and he chose that one.
Oh, that's pretty...
That's lit.
Fuego.
Fuegs.
Fuego.
Oof, do not say that, because that is literally his name. It's Fuego.
Yeah.
You said Fuego is Fuego.
Ooh. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
All right, so we do have a topic. How many of you have been to California? You have, right?
Hell yeah. Heck yeah.
It's fine. That one's not as serious, but it's sick to the heck. Osnavi, have you been or no?
Yeah, I went to Anaheim once.
Oh. Why Anaheim? Did you, like, fly to Anaheim Airport?
No. It was
to LAX?
LAX.
So, okay. Then he was by my house.
Did you go to Disney World?
He has a pass by my house to
land.
Oh, Anaheim.
Dude, that's kind of like Miami International Airport. It's in Hialeah, so you have to pass by my house to land
there.
Yeah. I don't know why they call it Miami. It should be Hialeah International Airport.
Yo, that's not a conversation we should have. You should have a conversation with the city.
That's true. I'm going to email them.
Email the city of Miami, the Miami-Dade County. Miami-Dade County. Anyway, so so he talked a little bit about California, Hialeah. How about you, Steezy? Because you said you've been, where have you been?
So my mom's originally from Victorville. She like was born and raised there.
Have you been to Victorville?
No. But
where have you been?
I've been like Apple Valley, Hesperia, and
Temecula.
Been at Temecula, which is crazy. It's
he's in the suburbs.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we drove through LA.
Right?
In like comparison to Texas, like it's nothing, you know. So at the end of the day, my grandma went to high school with the Beach Boys. Hawthorne High School. Like,
at Hawthorne,
she
lives in Hawthorne, the city I'm from. She went to school with what was it, Brent Wilson? Because he was one from Hawthorne High.
I think they all went. Only two?
Yeah. Brian Wilson.
What's my grandma's name?
Huh? Wait, what?
What's her name? I forgot her name.
Why importance is.
That's my grandma.
Oh, no, but to the story.
Oh, well, that's kind of insensitive. I'm going to not talk anymore.
Wait, you forgot your grandma's name?
Yeah, it's easy. It's all good, man.
Say my name.
It's love out here.
I
say my name.
Jesse, we have to cook.
Heisenberg.
Yeah.
It's a great line. For those of you who don't know, I was Heisenberg for like a day. Or I guess
Jesse,
I never.
Yeah. We need to cook.
Okay, yeah. So
Jesse,
we had.
Unmute his mic.
I'm not gonna. We're good.
Stop trying to. No, wait, no.
Last finals in spring last year. So more or less a year from now. I was requested by a friend to do a goatee. Now he wanted to do it. Like he kept telling me to do it since like maybe, like March, and like finals are in May. So I agreed like in late April. Yeah, I'll do the goatee, because I have a beard, everybody, and I don't have a goatee, and he has a goatee maker thing, which is very strange, but he had one. He can't grow facial hair, don't know why he had it. He's not even listening, huh? Is he back home, or is he still in Tokyo? Hong Kong.
I think
they're still studying, yeah.
They're still in Hong Kong?
Yeah,
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, because know someone who already came back, right?
Yeah. Some people came back.
I don't know, though.
All right, well, we're not sure where our friend Ben is, Benwin.
Maxine.
All right. Okay. Maxine.
We got it.
All right, she died before I was.
Make sure you talk to the mic when you.
Nah, it's not important.
Shouts out Maxine.
Shouts out Maxine. All right, we're gonna go back to some tunes. It is a bit sloppy today. I'm sorry, everybody, but we're enjoying ourselves to the fullest. Thank you for tuning in to WMFO, and thank you for listening to the ad, which is always fun every time.
Yo. MF Doom.
Mr. Fantastic. Villain.
What up, nigga?
Ain't nothing, what's the word?
It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man, rap snitches, man. Shit is bugged out, man. What the fuck, man?
You telling me?
Niggas running their mouth. Telling anything. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Tight profile, low, like A and paid in full. Attract heavy cash, cut the game centrifugal. Mr. Fantastic, long throw like elastic. Got my life with twin clocks that's made out of plastic. Can't stand a brown nosing nigga, fake ass bastard. Admiring my style, tall bust through Manhattan, plotting, playing the quickest. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest. My dro, the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me, cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up and off the board, hit him again. Lame rap snitch, nigga, even told on the man.
Mexican rap snitches telling on their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches telling on their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools dare care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody doubting still. Informer, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the little beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. A little grease always keeps the wheels a spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for 10 men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clapped, then he fled after one slap. Son, shut your trap, save it for the bitches. Delicious, rap snitch, delicious.
Know what I'm saying? It's terrible. Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching. Telling on their own selves.
The horror.
Fuck around, go get anybody bag, man.
Atrocities.
Fuck around, get your mama bag, nigga. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging, fake hustling, nigga.
We are back, everybody. How's it going? We're gonna get some background music right now. Background music. From Super Mario 64, it is the Bob on Battlefield, like the first, yeah. The first world. So it's great, great game. I never played it. I know you did.
I definitely did.
Wait, oh, sorry, game? Papa B. Sorry,
I played it
Papa
too. Played.
Yeah. What and game? We also quickly before we begin, we wanted to give a couple shout outs. Shout out to Daddy J, the one who was here with us the last two nights, and shout out to Sophie all the way in Miami. Thank you for tuning in.
Yo. Thank you, baby, for checking, you know, listening to us. I appreciate you. I love you. I miss you.
We all love you. In fact, Greg loves our we got Papa B, who loves our fans the most. All fans.
Hey, shout out to all my fans.
We got, how many fans we got in the...
We have like 20 now.
We have 16, but we did have 19 at one point, which breaks my record. Which breaks my record. Thank you to everybody tuning in, especially my family in Mexico. Mexico. Anyway. We'll continue with the Super Mario 64 conversation because that's an interesting one. Who's played it here besides Papa B?
I have.
He's played it. Have you played it? All right.
Played a little bit, yeah. Twice.
And have you played it, Usnavi?
Yeah, once or twice.
All right, so we'll start with Papa B because I know you've talked about like finishing the game before.
Ooh. I mean, I don't know if it was like 100%, like you collect every single star type of deal.
Oh, okay. But you went through every level?
Yeah, you know, like beat the final boss type of deal, so.
Oh, when you like walk in and like beat Bowser by like flinging his tail
around.
Yeah,
you gotta throw, you got him on the bomb.
Classic boss. Classic
boss. Throw the dude three times.
Yeah. Yo, you remember when you like raced the penguin down the ice mountain?
Oh, dude,
that
yeah.
That shit was, that guy was a doozy.
He was a doozy. I do remember that.
That was a doozy, yeah. Man.
That was a doozy.
What a doozy.
It's a great game. You know, it's like the classic bosses, three and done, right? Three hits and done.
Pretty much.
Classic Mario platformer.
Sounds like Diego.
Who's Diego?
Diego's like three hits and done. Like, oh, Fuego?
Fuego.
My guy, just like three hits, like you punch him three times, he's not, you know, he's done.
Weak.
You know?
Dang, he's like a Mike Tyson weak. KO. The first round, first slams. One KO. Yo,
let me bite your ear.
Dude weighs 120 pounds. What can you say?
All right. So we're gonna continue on the Super Mario 64. Espatinan, what memories do you have with that game? It's a classic game.
I don't know. I just remember, like, if you were to flick the controller a certain way, you would do a backflip. I found it pretty cool, you know.
You could do a backflip.
Yeah. That was like an advanced controller, even though it was an ugly.
Yeah.
The remote was is disgusting, but
that's all I remember.
Yeah, but it was interesting, an interesting controller. How about you, Wiggs?
Was it one of the like the first 3D platformers?
It was the first one.
Yeah. It was the first one.
Yes.
Oh, so it was like revolutionary.
Yeah, it was used polygons. It was the smoothest one at the time. You know how it looks bad now? It was the most advanced thing ever at the time.
No, yeah, it's crazy.
And some people, like, there's a guy who, like, plays games online that I used to watch, like Game Grumps, and once he, I think it was Dan, he once said when he played the game, because he was, like, you know, 16 in the 90s, he said he didn't like his Nintendo 64 because 3D controls were too much at the time. It was too much for his head. So he skipped playing that console and waited till the next one, to the GameCube, and he finally caught along.
He hated the GameCube.
He said Mario 64, because like the camera controlling, which was a new thing, was way too much for him, like having to move the camera.
To be fair, the camera was pretty wonky.
But it was the first one. And it was the smoothest at the time.
Even in Sunshine, it was the first camera one. Was pretty like garbo, for real.
I like Sunshine a lot, since Mario Sunshine.
All right, we can switch to that kind of music if we're...
Yo, now give me the worst look.
What look?
Because I said garbo and you're like, that's not a word.
That was...
Touch the mic if you're talking.
This one was a good game too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's played this one? I played this one at my cousin's house.
What game is this?
Sunshine.
I've never played it.
GameCube. No?
I played it before. I just thought like the story was kind of weird because I kind of got
it
like...
It is an odd...
Like weird incest vibes. Yeah. Because okay, let me explain. All right,
so we're gonna go to Osnavi. Your thoughts on on Super Mario Sunshine?
I'm not even joking.
All right, so I was raised in Cuba, so we didn't have, you know.
When did you move to the U.S.?
When I was 8.
The GameCube came out.
Yeah, but when I was here, what I got was a PlayStation 2. You get me?
Dang, I had one too. I didn't have a GameCube.
Yeah, so
I would go to my cousin's house.
Yeah, in Cuba, I would go to my friend's house to play the GameCube. So it's like I would see it like sometimes, but not enough to like remember.
I bet you were a fox main on Smash.
I have no idea. I really have no clue.
I don't remember that part. Was that like at the very end?
Wait, what's going on over here?
They're having a side conversation.
You're talking like semi-direct to the mic. Allowed? They can hear you.
Yo, y'all ever play SSX?
Tentacion?
Oh, look at me. No, but... No. I'm talking about the snowboarding game. Remember on the PS2?
Oh, yeah.
SSX Tricky and all that
I did play that.
I never played it.
Who had a PS2? I mean, I had a PS2. I bought it with my first communion money.
Oh, my.
Got the whole, like, 200 bucks worth. Didn't have a game, but I got the... And then over time, I got a game. Yeah. There was no bundle at the time. It was sad.
Be like that.
Yo, I didn't get a console. Y'all are gonna roast me for this. I didn't like. I was the kid. I was the annoying kid that was always at the neighbor's house, like playing their video games. Like I didn't get my own console until the Wii.
That's a solid.
And
here's
the thing. I didn't get it like 2006 when it came out. I got it like 2010.
Oh, when I was dying.
Yeah, that's
tough.
I was at an annoying like friend that was always playing.
You know, his first introduction to Zelda games was at Twilight Princess for the Wii was on sale.
Wait,
and he's like, it was like 20 bucks. Like, I guess it's 20 bucks. Cause he didn't like, he thought it was like nerdy games. And then he played. He's like, oh, this is so much fun.
I was like, oh, this looks like weeb stuff, you know.
And he played and he loved it.
And it was his favorite game. It was my favorite game of all time. Then I was like. I went back and played Wind Waker because, you know, there's like GameCube compatibility.
Wind Waker
was crazy. I was like, yo, how is this an older game and it's like more expensive and like more an open like world game compared to like.
And a boat.
The boat.
Crazy.
And it's mainly because the animation was like poor. It was like more easier to.
The cell.
They were easier to draw. They were more cartoonish.
I like that animation.
I do too. It looks very like animated. Yeah, it feels like a cartoon.
And then Skyward Sword like held your hand too much.
Really? I never played it.
Yeah, like it was like.
I heard the motion controls were kind of annoying. Actually, that's why the game died over time.
To differ.
But people, you liked it? You like flinging your arm every 10 seconds?
Yeah, bro. That's like gameplay. The heck? Y'all out here the twisting your thumbs, analog sticks. I'm twisting my arms.
All right, and before we continue, this is Clefs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We got 5 minutes left in our slot, but I highly doubt anyone's gonna kick us out on this Thursday night. So we'll stay. Tune for a bit more. We're having fun. I guess I should continue with the music. I'm gonna do that since we've been talking for a minute, talking about games. Games are fun, but you know what's more fun? Music. And guess what? I love Nirvana.
Moderate rock.